welcome to RAWF Philadelphia Freedom Live from the Lincoln Financial Stadium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let me bring on my co-host, the wonderful, well, maybe wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola.
Why are you looking at me like that? We're in the studio. We're not in the ring yet.
Well, I don't know. I'm not looking at you like nothing here. You know what? I speak of it because apparently you were very upset with me. And, you know, we can have the match and all that. But you were very upset with me, Suka. I did you a favor. I brought you a small gift. Here you go. I brought you a box of our newest thing for the truck for today, you know, at your request. Here you go. Here's a box of Lord Amadeus Dirty Wieners.
Wow! Thank you. Thank you very much.
I had
much.
To bring you several because they're quite un poquito.
Ha. All right.
Because I thought, you know, people might need something a little more filling. We also added a new El Vacant chorizo sandwich. It's like three times as big.
All right. Well, at anywho, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to RAWF Philadelphia Freedom, our annual celebration of America here in RAWF. I hope everyone had a safe and happy 4th of July yesterday. And last night. And so let's get started on a rundown of this tremendous card tonight. World heavyweight champion Mithras the Title Machine defending against Maeve O'Hare of Terror Inc. And we've talked about this quite a bit at length, El Vacant. You know, it should be very interesting. Does Maeve have what it takes and only a little over a year's experience in the ring to take down a legend like Mithras the Title Machine?
I mean, it's, you know, it's completely possible. Like I said, everything is possible, though, yeah, see? So, you know, look, I've said this from the first time you've asked it. I'll keep saying it. I think the odds are in his favor. Even she has said, you know, he has more experience. He's been doing this much longer, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I'm not going to count the fires of the red head out.
Totally agree. That one is going to be something to watch, to say the least. But then we have a battle of two legends for the Platinum Dragon Championship, as Mithras has to defend that against the Paragon of Greatness. So two RAWF stalwarts, legends, former champions, Hall of Famers, going at it, Platinum Dragon Championship on the line. Who do you like?
I don't know. I think we're going to hear Ann Steele at the end of this match, is my opinion.
All right. It should be an epic battle.
I think you're in for a hell of a match. I suspect it's going to be Ann Steele, but you know, look, if there's any match on this card that I don't actually would not be comfortable putting money on, it's that one.
Agreed. You never know which one of those two come out on top. Paragon looked for at one point at Immortal that he had both those titles won when he almost pinned Mithras, but it was not to be. We will have to see if he can do it tonight in Philadelphia. National champion will be on the line. Championship will be on the line. Hobo Ezekiel defending against. I'll let you say it. Because you like.
Like that.
Yes. So that one is also going to be a heck of a match, considering, I mean, We talked to Hobo last night right here on After Hours. He did not seem to be in the best of shape, but at the same time, I mean, he did have 24 hours, almost 24 hours to sober up. What do you, who do you like coming out of this national title match?
National title, huh? Yeah. Remind me who's in that again. I'm sorry.
Hobo, Ezekiel, and Beast.
Oh, right, right. Sorry. I had blonde moment, which is weird because, you know, you'd think that would be you. Right. Hobo, Ezekiel versus Beast. Like I said last night, I've kind of thought about this more, and I think I was on the right track last night. I think Hobo is fighting with even bigger chip on shoulder than usual, and this time it's not like old potato chip; it's like actual chip on shoulder. So I think he's probably going to pull this one out.
Well, we will shall see. FUBAR City Championship. It will be Deez versus the Razor. And, you know, we know that the Razor has been looking for RWF Gold for a while now. He's back. He seems to be surging right now. Does he have what it takes to unseat Deez of that FUBAR City Championship?
I absolutely think he does have what it takes. The question is really tap into what it takes.
I mean, he is the chairman. He's got a chair, but he's got the Deserator as well, so... Should be a really good fight. These two should put on one hell of a fight on the streets of Philadelphia. Midnight Hobo Championship. It'll be the Cougar versus the Immortal Griffith. I'm sorry, not the Immortal Griffith. Whoops. That's another match down the road.
That's different.
That's Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, that she's defending the Midnight Hobo Championship.
I mean, I could see how you could mix them up. They look so much alike.
No, they really don't. But at anywho, that you have a prediction on that one?
I think I'm going to go with Cougar on this one, I think.
All right. Cougs for over for the – I have to agree. She's been a little quiet as of late, but that doesn't necessarily bode well for Luke Cage.
Well, I mean, part of it's that, but also part of it that Luke has been, you know, he's been kind of on fire. Like he's had a bunch of really good matches, but he keeps getting himself into these positions where he gets into matches at the pay-per-views and then can't, finish. You know, he's like always the bridesmaid.
Yeah, this is true. Luke's only gold thus far here in RAWF, he was one half of the tag team championship with Teflon Sheik a few months back. Other than that, he has yet to capture a singles championship in RAWF. Could that change tonight? We will find out. Triple Crown Championship. It will be the Unsettled Chris Cage, the reigning champion, defending against Claymore and Money Sue. Now, Chris Cage and Claymore facing off in two different triple threat matches, one in the normal ring, one in the electrified steel cage. But this one... Triple Crown Championship, Money Sue is kind of, you would almost say the third wheel if Chris Cage and Claymore if there's any lingering animosity between the two over last month's White Lightning Championship. Could Money Sue slide in there and possibly steal this Triple Crown title out from under them?
He certainly could. You know, now, as I said last night, I don't think... I doubt that Claymore is going to be overlooking anyone. Like I said, he kind of hates everyone, because everyone is, you know, morally beneath him now. So, you know, I think he's just going to go in there and just try to clear house. It doesn't matter who the person in front of him is. But, you know, you're right. He does have a little more history with the one than the other. So it is possible Money Sue can, you know, if he's smart about it, can take advantage of that.
It should be a really good match, to say the least. Sin defends the Multimedia Championship against Tigress, and Europa Muscles defending the Powerball title against Tigress. Tigress with two opportunities at two championships, and she, of course, right now is one half of the tag team championships. What are the odds of her walking out of Philadelphia with three titles?
About 33%.
Is it really 33%?
No, it's actually considerably lower than that, but that's not how odds work.
I was going to say, I think it's technically 25 because there's four options. 0, 1, 2, and 3. So it would be 25%.
That's there. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she walks out with all three. But I'd be hard-pressed to tell you which one she won't keep, if that follows.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Men's title will be on the line, the Immortal Griffith versus the Teflon Sheik. We're all highly anticipating, not because it's going to be necessarily be a good match, not because we want to see Griff beat the shit out of the Teflon Sheik again. Does Sheik have any shot at this?
No.
No.
Just no.
I can't.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But he has a shot of getting out without going to hospital, I guess.
And ladies and gentlemen,
I
do apologize for Blog Talk Dynet. Apparently, the chat's still acting up, and people are having problems getting back in once they refresh and get take out. So we'll just have to go. It is what Blog Talk is having a fit this weekend. It likes to do that, especially.
Yes, if you can hear us, but you can't get in, just, you know, kind of listen for a little bit, like, give it a minute, and then refresh and see if it comes back.
Yeah.
It's been being buggy.
Yeah, it's a little buggy tonight. We apologize. And then Estrogen Championship, Europa Muscles defending against former Estrogen Champion Crazy Mama. Do you have a choice? Do you have a pick between these two feisty ladies?
Crazy Mama and, I'm sorry, Crazy Mama and who?
Europa.
Europa, that's why. I'm really just looking forward to our match. I'm having a hard time paying attention.
I guess so. You're fired up. I'm sorry.
I am. I get the Brutal Boss Man over the top rope. It's going to be great.
You've been sniffing my hair gel.
I mean, it does smell pretty nice. Is there avocado in that? Because it kind of smells like there is.
Yes, actually. It's an all-natural ingredient.
Smells a lot like the what do you call it? The sauce I put on one of the chalupas.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, moving right along. Tag Team Championship on the line. Hotness versus Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons, arguably possibly one of the best tag team, one of the best two or three tag teams in RAWF history, looking to win the titles for the fourth time. Hotness, however, they've been tag team champions for a while. They know each other very, very well. Both teams know each other very, very well. Who do you like in this matchup? How do these two teams match up?
I think they match up very well, but I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Hotness is going to retain. And I am specifically saying that because, you know, one half of the challengers there has to be focusing somewhere else. You see, he has a very important singles match on the same card. I think it would be very difficult for him to concentrate on the tag match at the same time as preparing properly for the title machine. See?
That's a good point, although the same could be said for Tigress, that she has two other matches other than this one, so it could go either way.
But neither of them are against Mithras.
This is true. You have a point. Have a very good point. White Lightning Triple Threat, the first ever Triple Threat match for the White Lightning Championship in the electrified steel cage. Claymore, the reigning champion, defending against the unsettled Chris Cage and Uber Vegan TPO. I know there's going to be a lot of fireworks in this particular one, notably electric fireworks. Any prediction on who walks out of the high border steel cage White Lightning champion?
I'm going to go with the man who's named for the match, Mr. Cage.
All right. We'll go with that. That's a good choice to pick him as anything else. And of course he is the former champion, so he definitely wants to.
I was only making a joke about the name. The reason I pick him is because I think the match lends itself to his skill set.
Agreed. Very much agreed. He is a very unsettled, as you've said, is possibly the one of the most accurate nicknames for a wrestler in RAWF history. Unsettled is definitely what Chris Cage is. Killer Neptune defends Champions Choice Championship against Iceman King Parsons, and of course, as always, the champion has loaded the dice against the challenger. IKP can only use a couple of leg scissor moves and use a fool me once defense. But, I mean, it is what it is. Killer Neptune's probably going to walk out as Champions Choice champion. But it should be a very entertaining match either way. That it. Hatfield,
I mean, it
McCoy.
Should be funny. I'll give it funny.
Yeah, it should be funny because IKP he's gonna get a workout, get some quads, get those quads worked on. Certainly doing all those head scissors. Hatfield and McCoy Championship. It is the Cougar defending against the Immortal Griffith. Two Hall of Famers going at it for the Hatfield and McCoy title. And you know, we keep talking about how Griff's got it easy in his men's title defense. Not quite so easy in the Hatfield and McCoy championship match.
No, not at all, not at all. I mean, Smart Monday, I say, would be on Griffith just because, you know, he's Griffith. You know, he doesn't have a lot of experience in the ring, at least in major titles against Cougar. You know, all this, for as long as either of them have been in the company and, you know, kind of, you know, threatening in the top ranks, they haven't really crossed paths a lot. That's something he's not used to anymore. I mean, you look, every time he turns around, he's got someone in the ring. It's usually someone he's faced 2, 3, 4, 800 times before, you know, see? And now, you know, he's suddenly going in a title match against someone I think he's maybe faced a grand total of like 4 times in his entire career.
Should be a good match between the two Hall of Famers, Hatfield McCoy championship match. Hormonal title, it will be Beast versus Wildfire.
Beast.
Who's hormones reign supreme tonight? Will it be Beast or Wildfire?
I really want to give Beast the nod here, but I mean, Wildfire is like super cute.
But okay.
But you might have to get mad when I don't pick them.
This is true. This is very true. We've had several come on here and give you shit for not choosing them. So, with that being said, should be a good match between those two. First ever triple threat FUBAR City street fight against three people that have had some serious issues with each other over the last few months. It is Luke Cage, Nightcrawler, and Iceman King Parsons. Those three will go at it in a FUBAR City street fight against first ever triple threat FUBAR City street fight. In a regular FUBAR City street fight, one-on-one, and it will be Ally Knight taking on Damia. Those two, it's a rematch from Rataversary. Two best friends go at it. Lady Vex takes on the returning Brunette Strangler in a match I'm very much looking forward to. Redneck Avenger defends the honor of America when he takes on the unstoppable god, Scythe. Triple threat match between Aaron McFadden, Zyber Lynx, and Hotshot Chaz. A match between RAWF Hall of Fame GM Raven and the Teflon Sheik. And then a tag team challenge match, newly returned Anger Management, the team of the Impact player Fred Starr and the Wild-Eyed Yeti, taking on Dawn Patrol. That is Nightcrawler and Revenge Gibson. And then a slew of undercard matches as well, including myself versus El Vacant, the Great Red Dragon, the Great Red Dragon taking on Mark Caliber, some other. Let me go down the list here. There it is. You know, I make these scenes really, really long. Have you ever noticed that? Cassie Joe taking on S.G. Gibson. Revenge Gibson taking on the artist formerly known as Davila, now going as Androg Devis. I'm not sure. I think that's how you spell it, but I'm not sure. Androg Devis?
Revenge Gibson taking on...
Knox Boogie takes on Big Effin' Hitman. Nightcrawler takes on the Hawkster. Papa Shaker versus Iceman King Parsons. There's a lot of great matches. tonight in Philadelphia, to say the least. All right, so looks like a new chat has opened.
See, we've had some technical thing going on in the background. If you are listening and weren't able to get into chat, or were in and got kicked out, or even think you're still in but haven't seen any emotions, refresh now. You should be able to get in.
Yeah, we'll see how long this chat lasts. I don't know. This is blog talk being blog talk, I guess. We'll just have to see how long. Yeah, like Maeve said, we'll see how long this lasts. So, of any of the matches we haven't talked about, any of them stick out to you, Elvacan, as one that you'd like to discuss at least for a short period of time?
I think we should talk about that FUBAR three-way.
Ah, that being Luke Cage.
That just sounds like mayhem incarnate.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you put three men, they can go anywhere, wherever they want, use whatever they want. There's no rules, of course, in the FUBAR Street Fight. And when there's three of them, yeah, they're going to be tearing up. This stadium is going to be so torn up. I'm certain I'm going to have to pay a lot of insurance returns just because there's so many
FUBAR Street. If they go outside and do it, no one will even notice.
Well, you got a point there. I worry about them damaging, like, you know, historical sites or relics or something. They make their way up to Independence Hall.
You might want to remind them that doing things like, you know, hitting the Liberty Bell and things like that is actually federal crime, and they take that very seriously.
Yeah, and you know, what happens if they knock over the Rocky statue? I think there'd be a riot, literally.
Well, in Philadelphia, they would just move it again. Thing gets passed around the more than... No, wait, never mind. That was going to be a bad joke.
All right, so with that being said, let's talk to somebody we haven't had a chance to talk to for a little while, joining us this evening here in Philadelphia. She is a high voltage and Battle of the Hormones GM. She's also the reigning defending Midnight Hobo and Hatfield and McCoy champion. She is also, of course, as of last at Rataversary, she is also a RWF Hall of Famer. She is the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy. Cougs, good evening.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. So we know you've been very, very busy as of late. Let's talk about a couple things before we talk about your matches. First of all, first ever tie in a high voltage invitational. You made the call that that would mean a triple threat match for the White Lightning Championship. Explain the decision behind doing so. That why not a tiebreaker of some sort? Why not, or you just thought a triple threat match would make more money?
Well, you know me and first, I enjoy doing them, and you know Mithras got to do a first with a triple threat, so I wanted to do it first with a triple threat for high voltage. No, I just thought it was fair that both men worked their butt off. One did it with the trash talk. One did it with actually winning. They had an exact same score, and it was only fair that they both get a shot at the title.
Fair enough, and should be a good one with Claymore, Unsettled Chris Cage, and Uber Vegan TPO. Really good match. Let's talk about the Battle of the Hormones, Wildfire winning. Do you have a prediction when it comes to Beast versus Wildfire?
You know, I'm always going to go for the women only because, you know, I'm a woman.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah.
But I'm supposed to yell at Vacant for not picking Beast.
But, like, see, I was in lose-lose scenario.
Oh, all right. So, we'll, of course, we will have to wait to find out who wins each match before you can actually start the next season and find out who exactly is all in the next season of the High Voltage Invitational.
Actually, High Voltage has got a new change. I will be getting that Cena probably tomorrow. At the latest, they will have until Friday to sign up, and the tournaments will start Friday night. Because two of the men in the High Voltage title match will go into the next season automatically. This is to help alleviate some of that match stress. Setting 28 matches in one day so that we can try and get them all done on time is getting to be a bit much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that by doing it this way, I won't have to do so many matches myself or put so many on the competitors at the same time.
Okay. So that you can spread them out.
All
right. Sounds
good.
Sounds good. I like that plan. Sounds very good.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So, you know, this outfit you have going on today, you have like the whole, you know, very, very American flag tights going on, and the red, white, and blue like leg tassel things. But you have all that going on, and even the little red and blue hair thing going on. But you have Canadian boobies.
Well, my husband's Canadian.
So what I'm thinking is we should replace your boots with, like, Mexican boots, and then you could be Miss North America. You'd even be in the right order.
I will work on that. How's that?
See.
Oh, my word. Two big matches for you tonight. Cougs defending two titles. Defending, first of all, the Hatfield-McCoy Championship against the Immortal Griffith. Your thoughts on facing Griffith for that title tonight?
That will probably be the title I focus on the most. Not necessarily because of the title itself, but because it's against Griff. We've, like Vacant said, we've had a few back and forth, but nothing in a major match. No tournaments, I believe. Definitely have not had a title match against each other. So this is a first for us, and I will definitely be concentrating on that one more than I will Luke.
So we're talking about the Midnight Hobo Championship against Luke. Are you saying, you know, you're concentrating more on Griff than Luke, and then that's because of the quality of competition? Is that what you're saying there? That
yes.
Luke is not in Griff's league?
Yes.
Okay. Are you not to say he is, because Griff's beaten Luke on several occasions for titles or in title matches. But you know, are you underestimating the towering member?
You didn't have to point that part out. You realize just saying that. No, I'm not underestimating him. I mean, we just came across each other in a match earlier in the week, and we both stated in the match that we weren't going to show each other our best, and he proceeded to get himself disqualified.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping underestimate me.
Interesting. Interesting strategy. If he did intentionally get himself disqualified so as not to play show cards, that's pretty crafty, I have to say, on the part of Luke Cage. But so, Cougs, with that being said, hope you had a happy 4th of July. Did you have any firework displays out at the compound this year? Did you have a fun time?
Actually, I will probably be doing them tomorrow for the birthday party. Because, you know, I have a birthday party every year on July 6th.
Your birthday?
Oh. Abby's birthday.
Oh, I should have known that. Okay. Well, that's...
Yeah, so
I'm invited,
on the
right?
Sixth.
I'm invited, right? Okay, cool.
Of course.
El Vacant? You're going to invite El Vacant? You inviting El Vacant?
I think invited you. Yes, we'll have a special roommate
Cougar
for him.
Invite me. Cougar loves me.
I still have my doll.
So,
I mean, sorry, Nightcrawler.
One last question. One last thing I have to mention to you, Cougs. Last night on After Hours, we had the unexpected arrival of your wayward, I believe, is it son? He's your son, right, Fred?
No.
No.
That's Bubs' son.
That's Bubs' son? That's right. Okay. Your nephew.
Yeah.
Fred Starr. Claiming that he destroyed Anarchy and that they haven't been the same since. Just thought you'd like to hear that little tidbit.
He did. I heard it. I heard him say it.
Yes, and that's why we're still here. We're still strong. Yeah, I'm real afraid of Fred. He pops up, shows off for a little while, and then, whoops, disappears again, just like his mother.
All right. Wow.
I feel like I need like blanket now. It just got very cold in here.
I have no love lost for him.
Oh, well, there is a chance you may be see, he and his partner, the wild-eyed Yeti, you remember Yeti, who can forget
yep.
Yeti?
Remember Yeti? This is a song about Yeti.
Have joined the tag team ranks. And will be competing in this period's tag team. So there's a chance you may get to go up against them in this next.
Kicking his butt.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Who's your tag team partner in RAW?
Beast. Yeah.
That's a match I want to see. I hope that match comes up in the random Unstoppable's random draw sometime during this season. That is definitely a match I would want to watch. But yeah, if you might want to go back and listen to what Fred had to say last night, if you get an opportunity, Cougs. It was quite arrogant.
Well, what do you expect? Look at his father; he's arrogant himself.
Oh, that's right.
Wait,
he's
the son. I didn't know he was Griffith's kid.
No. Griffith, as we've said many times before, cannot have kids. Has never been able to have kids.
That's a hogwash. I think he's just saying that so you know they won't make him rap that rascal.
All right. Well, Cougs, thank you for joining us this evening. I know you've been on a very busy schedule. We hope we hear from you again very soon.
I will certainly try.
I know you will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, she is the First Lady of Anarchy, reigning Midnight Hobo, and Hatfield McCoy champion. She is the Cougar. All right, so with that being said, promised you all another fireworks display. If you were here last night for the show, we had a fireworks display by Judgment, Mr. RAWF. He did it from the childhood home of his opponent tonight, Uncle Frank. Let's bring on Mr. RAWF right now and see if I know he's here in Philly. He can't still be wherever the hell he was last night, but let's see where Mr. RAWF is up to this evening.
Retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that old.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening.
So, Judge, I know you're
yes,
you're,
I'm
you're, you're I know that you're in this dark place right now because you got this big match against Uncle Frank. We've seen a very dark side of you over the last few weeks, but you still had a job to do with the fireworks. We'll talk about
beautiful.
That.
It was beautiful. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You burned down Uncle Frank's childhood home last night with the fireworks display. You want to?
I don't envy you in your match. I'm just saying.
The screams that was coming out of the home, I don't know who they was. I don't know where they was coming from.
Well, Judge, you know, we haven't heard much from Uncle Frank since you made the challenge, other than really an acceptance. He hasn't acknowledged or said anything about what you've been doing, what you've been saying. But if I know the monster of the hills, I mean, I can understand your strategy to go to take on a monster, a man who's, you know, the reputation he has, the background that he has. You have to go to a dark place. So I have to commend you on the attitude you've taken taking on Uncle Frank. But why, Judge? Why judge Uncle Frank? Why? I mean, there are so many people out there in RAWF that, you know, why did you choose Uncle Frank as your target for Philadelphia Freedom?
The reason I chose Uncle Frank is because he's the only sisterhood that I haven't really fought against. I fought Paragon many times, and we know the outcome to that. I fought against Rooster Shark's son, and we know the outcome to that. And I've also fought against the other one, and we know the outcome to that. So I thought I would start out with a new, you know, I said to myself, self, because I call myself self, I said self, in order to beat them, you got to join them. So I took myself to the darkest place that I could think of, and back to Frank's childhood. The horror that you could feel there in those woods, the screams, you could actually hear the screams from there. You could smell the flesh burning. Yeah, I know what Frank went through now as a child, and tonight, when we get in that ring, Frank, I've got some surprises for you. I got a lot of surprises for you, Frank.
Okay. Well, Judge, good luck to you tonight. It was I commend you for your preparation for this match, to say the least. It's been something we weren't expecting from you. So,
and I did set up another display. If you would like it later on tonight.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did. I had a little bit of money left over, and I thought to myself, self, where do I set up for this display at? And I remember Cougs letting me go to the stables, and I redid the stables. I mean, the stables were really beautiful. And I thought to myself, this would be a perfect spot. I mean, it was a big open area. So the tonight's display will be coming from the stables, from the compound area.
Did you move the horses?
Yes, the horses have been moved. I did. No animals will be harmed in the making of the firework display.
What about my building?
I'm hoping you got a sprinkler system.
No, you should have ensured that there was a sprinkler system when you redid my barn.
Oh, there's water. You know, and Beast is standing there with the water hose. I can get Beast to go up there with the water hose.
Anything happens to my property, you will have claw marks where you do not want them.
Ooh, I love wild times at night.
Mm-hmm. All right, so later in the program, we will have fireworks, apparently. Live from the Anarchy compound, the stable area. That should be interesting, to say the least. Thank you, Judge.
Very interesting. Thank you, I'm Dad. And hey, Elvin.
Oh, hi.
Didn't want to forget the little, the tall. I don't, why are we calling little? Why did, who started calling Elvin little?
I don't know. I think it's the same thing that you Americans do, where you look at the, you know, the giant man and call him tiny. I think it's just, you know, or the little guy and call him, you know, big. Just, you know, that weird sarcastic reverse humor you Americans use.
All right. Well, thank you, Judge, and good luck against Uncle Frank tonight. Let's now bring on a man who has, well, technically two matches, but really it's kind of like, he's got a warm-up match and then a big match. He is the one and only.
I am immortal.
Immortal. Do I look like I care what you think? Do I look like I give a shit what you think?
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir.
So, we've already talked at length about the match with Sheik. We all expect you to win. We all want you to win. We all want you to kick his ass royally. So, really, there's not much more to say about that match, unless there was something you wanted to say about it at the last second.
No, I just keep in mind, you know, I have a very special intro for tonight's match, you know, so, you know, at least that should be, you know, fun and entertaining for all the fans, you know, keep an eye out for when that happens. And, you know, and then you get to watch me, you know, smack around Tap on Cheek again. And then... So here's the side bets. What we need to do, what I want to do, is I want to start a side betting pool to see what excuses he uses and when he starts.
We can do that. That might not be a bad idea, actually. My bet is on he'll blame the official. That would be
okay.
That would,
and at what point?
After the match, definitely after the match. Wait a minute, I shouldn't have said that out loud. He might do it earlier just to spite me. We'll have to talk about that later. We'll talk about it later, because, you know, don't want to. But yeah, all right, we can do that. So let's talk again about the match, the Hatfield and McCoy title match against the Cougar. El Vacant pointed out earlier, and Cougars pointed out, the two of you have never met in a title match ever in your careers. This is the first time for that.
I believe that's correct.
With that being said, is she somebody you consider a worthy opponent?
Oh, certainly. I mean, she's Hall of Fame. You know, she's I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe she's the longest reigning female champion in the history of the company. For estrogen title, I should be specific. And I also believe she's the most decorated female in the history of the company. So, I mean, it would be pretty obnoxious of me to not consider a serious threat and to take her seriously.
Very true. Very true. So, she, like you, has two matches. One, she considers, you know, she figures she's considering Luke Cage to be as probably about as much as you considering Teflon Sheik as being a challenger to her title in those other matches, and that she's going to be focusing on you. Does that concern you, that her focus is going to be clearly on you?
Only in that I think that overlooking Luke is a mistake. Luke is easily the physically strongest person we have in the company. You can't overlook that.
Okay.
I mean, if he gets his hands on you, he can hurt you. So, you know, Googs, I mean, I appreciate the thought. I appreciate what you're saying, but take him seriously or he's going to hurt you.
Googs, do you have a response to that?
Hurting me is probably the only thing that would bother me as far as Luke Cage goes, because I've won the title and I would love to retain the title, but the hobo is another title like the estrogen in which it ties your hands and you can't go for another one unless you're ready to go for one of the top two, which I personally am not ready to go for one of those yet. So my goal is not really to hang on to that title, if that makes sense. I would like to.
I get you. I have one of those titles myself right now.
Right. And it ties your hands. So it's a bigger feather in my cap, I feel, if I get to beat Griff rather than hold on to the hobo that's going to tie my hands farther. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It should be that is a match that should be very fun to watch. Two Hall of Famers going at it for the Hatfield-McCoy Championship. Griff, any last parting thoughts before the night continues? Before you go to the ring?
No, I think it ought to be a really good match. Good luck, and see you out there.
Ditto.
She said ditto. All right, so Judge, I think it's about time for tonight's firework display.
Can I get in on that bet real fast? Can I get on that bet? I want to put 20 that Sheik's on a pin Griff.
Ooh.
Oh, that won't be on the bar.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, let's do the firework display.
All right. You want to make the introductions, Judge? You want to say
introduction? This is a firework display.
All right, thank you, Judge.
Welcome to RAWO. Oh, you want me to do it? Okay, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2020 firework display at Philadelphia Freedom, live from the compound.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Wait,
what?
Judge, I don't think that's what you wanted to hear. I mean, I
took the horses out.
Did you get them all?
They're sabotaging me.
We're going to cut off the fireworks. Cut them off.
I can't. They're set. They're set.
Well, I'm oh, shit.
Then we'll be cutting something else off.
I'm going to have to go look into this because I think they set it up. I think I've been set up. Nightcrawler didn't get out in time.
Okay. I think that's all we need. No. That's enough.
I need to look into this because I think I was sabotaged by anarchists.
Why would they sabotage you?
And why would Pedro you?
Know,
they
poor Pedro.
He doesn't even live there. Why was he there? Oh, wait. He was probably trying to get a little something going on with Coogs' horses.
There will be an investigation into this matter. I will be definitely seeing what's going on. I gotta go back and watch tapes.
You do that.
On the other hand, RWF has a lot of glue now.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this quick song break. This is REWF Philadelphia Freedom Live on pay-per-view. Judge.
Yes.
Welcome back. This is RAWF Philadelphia Freedom Live from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, PA. Well, been an interesting evening thus far, L Vacant. It's going to get even more interesting from things that I've been hearing and reading. we were promised by Mark Caliber last night that we would find out the identity of the masked psycho.
He
did say this, and so I gotta find it because it was here a few seconds ago. The scene where the two of them are talking, Mark Caliber in the boiler room, confronted by the masked psycho. See if there's an update on that conversation, and then we can reveal the identity of the masked psycho. Nope, apparently that conversation is still going on. We don't have an answer for you. We'll probably have to find out about that next week on After Hours. But Mark, of course, has his issues, as we all know, three personalities, taking on the Great Red Dragon tonight in a very important match at Philadelphia Freedom. I worry about the man very, very much. I don't know if we're going to get the Crow, the Joker, and then what, Cactus Josh is the third one. This man's definitely deeply disturbed, definitely having issues, El Vacant. The whole situation continues to get more confusing and more confusing as the days go. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and report back to you guys next week. All right. With that being said, it's time to talk to the number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship. Tonight, she takes on Mithras the Title Machine in the most important match in her career. She is the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Maeve O'Hare joining us on Philadelphia Freedom. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Wolfman. Good evening.
There,
everybody.
I said it. I said it for you. Just saying. I
appreciate that about you, Wolfman.
Oh, that's what you appreciate about him?
Need you to take it down about 20-25% there, how vacant.
Okay. Oh, hello, microphone. How are you?
Oh, shoot. But Maeve, tonight, probably the biggest night of your RAWF career, chance to be the World Heavyweight Champion. We've talked about it at length. So last minute, but are the butterflies a-flowing through that stomach? Are the goosebumps a-popping up on them arms? What's going on in the head of Maeve O'Hare tonight going into her biggest match of her career?
I mean, I wouldn't say butterflies so much as like great feckin' hooks or something else. It's fairly real, you know? So I've just got to go out there and give it me the shot and see he's not alone at ringside. That's going to be interesting. It'll be a fun fight, I think.
So, I realize we haven't asked you the one truly important question about this match.
Oh, what's the one truly important question you haven't asked me
that? Have you put any thought at all yet into what, if you were to win, your menu item would be?
I mean, it seems like it has to be something with potato, don't it? I mean, not to be saying potato, I really do love potatoes. And cheese, lots of cheese.
So I think I can come up with something. Wait, didn't someone recently call you Tater Tot?
Aye, they did, but on advice from the legal representative, I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Okay. I think I have idea.
I'll leave it in your capable hands, then.
But that being said...
You all right, then, boss man? You need some tea?
I got nothing. I got nothing. With that being said, Maeve, any final words for the heavyweight champion himself, Mithras the Title Machine?
I want him to bring his A game. I don't want there to be no questions about, oh, well, Mithras weren't at 100%, or Mithras, he did this, Mithras. No, I want everyone to know that he gave his all in that match, because that's going to be important when I'm a champion.
That sounds like some confidence to me. It sounds like you aren't too scared of this match tonight. So I commend you.
I'm
good
respectful.
Luck
thank
we'll
you, Bosman.
You. Ladies
I
and
will come talk to you about that menu item after the match, shall they come?
See, good.
We'll have a nice long chat.
Oh, will we now? Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maeve O'Hara.
Good
night, Maeve. She is set to face Mithras the Title Machine tonight in the main event at Philadelphia Freedom World Heavyweight Championship on the line. It should be a good one. All right. Let's now talk to a woman who is a former two-time World Heavyweight Champion, former national champion, former other championships in RAW right now. A bit of a slump, but tonight she faces somebody we weren't expecting her to face a couple of weeks ago in the returning Brunette Strangler. Let's talk to the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, she is Lady Vex. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA.
So, a night to possibly get back on track, if you will. It's been a little bit of a slump for you here at NRAWF, but to get back on track, you're going to have to get through your bestie, your best friend, another legend here in Unstoppable, in the Brunette Strangler. I'm sure... You know, this is going to be a friendly competition, but with that being said, can you afford for it to be too friendly?
I'm not thinking of it like that. I'm thinking of putting on a good show, giving people what they pay for. This month may be a lost cause as far as rankings. I may have to kick things up for next month for any type of a title shot next month. It's not exactly something I'm too worried about, but I am definitely going to try to keep it in that era of two friends that give their all in the ring.
It should be. It is one of the matches that I'm very much looking forward to on the card, just because I've always loved watching you wrestle. And Brew, she's always a master in the ring as well. And currently, she is one of the final four in the Xanthar Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, which is not an easy feat by any means. So you have to give kudos to anybody who can do that even once. That being said, if you say you're good, of course, the new rankings period begins this Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen. That will be the first round robins for the next rankings period. I take it you're hoping this match will help you focus and get ready for this next period.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not that I've lost my focus for this rankings period. I've been focused. All of my matches have been close. That's and just not getting people's shoulders down, and apparently I'm not kicking fast enough. So I guess I need to kick harder.
All right. I like that. Yes, folks, the new rankings period the rankings period ends with today's Philadelphia Freedom, and it kicks up again, the new one, this Wednesday. And this, of course, our next pay-per-view will be Tropical Aggression, live from El Vacant's home country, Cancun, Mexico, Estadio Atlimpico Andres Quintana Roo. That is a long-ass name for a stadium. Why are the stadium names so long in Mexico?
Because we're Mexican. There's no other answer.
Sure.
When we name things, have you ever seen, like, if I ever told you my actual name, not just my ring name, I mean, it's like it takes 14 minutes to say the whole thing.
Wow. Yeah, let's not do that. Because, you know, there's only so many characters we can allow in a name anyways.
See, the problem here is, like, you know, you take arenas and we try to name arenas after people, but, you know, in Mexico we have this thing where you're like, you name someone, you have firstborn son, and you're like, okay, so I'm going to name him Juan, but, you know, because he's the firstborn son, he also has to have, you know, for that second piece of name, he has to have my name, so he's Juan, and then, you know, because I was a firstborn son, he should also have my grandfather's name, so he's Juan Pablo, you know, and then you see, it gets crazy. The next thing you know, you're Juan Pablo Diego Sanchez Ruiz Sanchez. Like, and you're like, how am I supposed to fit that on the SATs?
Good point. I can't argue with that.
And the worst part is he grows up and everyone calls him Giuseppe. Like, and you're like, what? Where'd that come from?
So, Vex, good luck to you tonight against Brew. It should be a very good match. I'm looking very much forward to it, as I've already said about a bazillion times. But I'm going to say it again. Because,
more LA walking through the halls going, woohoo!
And just to let you know, El Vacant's hiding cans of whipped cream behind his back right now.
No.
That's okay. I won't go for them. He seems to want to stay a blow up doll. I'll leave him as one.
Oh, well, he's definitely overinflated, if you know what I mean.
You're right about that.
Only when people blow on me. I'm sorry.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Philadelphia Freedom. I think we're going to call it a night. It's Sunday night. Some of us, our managers have to get up god early in the morning. So we'll call it a night. Call it a short one tonight. And we will see you all next Saturday night for RAWF After Hours, get you some results from Philadelphia Freedom, updated rankings, and we'll talk about the upcoming pay-per-view, Tropical Aggression.
And don't forget, everyone, on the way out of the show, stop by the truck and get yourself one of my very special Lord Amadeus Dirty Wieners.
Good night, everybody.